So this year's missions program has been put together with that kind of a theme in focus. The philosophy from which we worked as we have designed the program is a philosophy that suggests that missions is a mandate for God, from God, that rests on every Christian. That no believer can escape or move away from the great missions heart of God. It's not optional, but it's mainline to what we as Christians are to do. And that includes the worldwide dimensions of reaching lost men and women for Jesus Christ. The facts are, it is not sufficient for us to simply win our neighbors to Christ. We can't fulfill the Great Commission that way. The only way that we can fulfill the Great Commission is for some to be willing to cross cultural barriers and cultural boundaries and go into different areas of the world to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe that that is germane to what we are as a Pentecostal people. From the foundation of our fellowship, missionaries were present in those organizing meetings. And we believe that we have some kind of a mandate from those early pioneers to carry on their commitment and their burden for reaching the lost of the world. Now, the Assemblies of God is first, last, and always a missionary fellowship, a missionary movement, and we expect this year to foster that. We believe that it's a responsibility that we have to nurture that very concept and to see to it that the next generation of pastors and church leaders and of missionaries has a deep commitment to that same burden that our founding fathers had. Well, one of the exciting privileges for me at this point in my life to be here and to be involved in the missions program is that I recognize that out of student bodies just like this will come the missionaries who will carry this worldwide witness into the 21st century, should Jesus tarry that long. I recognize that we have before us today opportunities to complete the Great Commission like we have never had in the history of the world before. The potential is within our grasp, and what we need now is to focus our attention on that and to dedicate ourselves to it. Well, the leaders this year have proposed four basic goals that have guided the plans that we have made and are still making. The first one of those goals we might call information. We have purposed in our hearts to provide sufficient information about the varied aspects of the world missions task that each student and faculty member and staff person can come to an intelligent, deep conviction about their own commitment to this great enterprise of fulfilling the Great Commission. And we anticipate providing a lot of information for you so that that can be realized, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a few minutes. The second goal is a prayer goal. We recognize that with all of the programs we can put together, they are powerless and worthless. With all of the offerings we can bring together, little can be done apart from a great, great commitment to intercessory prayer. And we are hoping that deep within each heart this year will be born a burden for and a commitment to intercessory prayer on behalf of the great needs of the world. You don't go out and win converts to Jesus Christ just simply like you win friends. They are held in the clutches of darkness. They are held captive by the powers of the evil one. And spiritual combat is necessary to free people so that they may receive Jesus Christ. And that work of freeing men from the clutches of the evil one is essentially done in the prayer closet in times of deep intercessory prayer. And we can envision opportunities for group prayer as well as private prayer in the fulfillment of this goal of intercessory prayer. Our third goal that we've set is in the area of financial giving. We want to provide opportunities whereby the students at Northwest College can give significantly of their financial resources on behalf of specific world missions needs. Now, I know I read a list of missions needs the other day, and one of them starts out with a need for $75,000, and another needs $40,000, and by the time we were done, we had over $1 million worth of needs that we were looking at, and we had a very small pile of money, it seemed like. And of course, part of the solution to that's to get more money. Part of the rest of it is to bring to you not needs that are impossible for us to fulfill, but to bring to you significant projects that we can do. And we purpose to do that this year, to bring to you significant needs that you and I can commit ourselves to in terms of financial giving to meet the needs of the world. And then our fourth goal is in the area of going. Now, we believe that part of our obligation in this student missions program is to make available opportunities for some of us to become personally and actively involved in ministry by going to the far-flung fields of the world. We think that should happen both in short-term and summer kinds of ministries, as well as in vocational commitment, where some of us would commit our lives to that kind of work and ministry. And those four goals are the goals that we are seeking to achieve through the programs and the various activities that we bring to you this year. The theme that we have set for the missions program of the year is in keeping with our spirit-led theme that is guiding everything we are doing at the college this year. And the theme that your leaders have determined for this year will be a vision of the harvest, spirit-led. And the verse that we have chosen as a theme verse to accompany that is the last part of John chapter 4, verse 35, which tells us that we are to, it's the words of Jesus, and he says, "I tell you, open your eyes and look on the fields. They are ripe for harvest." And if that was true in Jesus' day, how much more true is it in our day today? So we want you to develop a vision of the harvest as you are spirit-led. And we believe that the Spirit of God will lead you to that. And we pledge ourselves to causing that to come to be. Of course, you already know the missions team for this year who is leading the missions program. By my responsibilities, I serve as the faculty coordinator for the missions program. Johan, whom you elected as a student vice president for missions, leads that aspect of it, and our missionary in residence, Brother Dwayne Stewart, serves with us in the developing and leading of these programs. Now let's talk about each of these programs just briefly for a little bit, or these aspects of the program. The information. We want missions to be in front of every student and all aspects of the student's life, and of the school's life, I should say. So we're going to be bringing some missionaries and mission leaders to you, bringing them here to the chapel service to present to you information about the various needs of the world. We want to keep the challenge alive to you through up-to-date information of what's going on around the world. We're going to be providing some smaller groups, and I'll tell you in just a moment about some of those, some smaller group opportunities in which missionaries can come and in particular areas of the world where you have a burden or where you have some kind of a contact. Perhaps you have a relative who serves as a missionary in some part of the world, and you want to be involved in missions in that aspect of the world. There will be missionaries coming to these smaller groups to tell you more about their needs and about their work and various things of that nature. We're anticipating some displays and some printed material being made available to you and in information about missions. We're arranging to have a subscription of the Mountain Movers magazine brought to the campus for every student, and you should be receiving one as soon as we get the subscription started. You should be receiving one in your mailbox on a once a month kind of basis. But we're pledging ourselves to make information available to you so that you can intelligently pray and commit yourself to the needs of the world. Let's talk about prayer ministry for a minute. One of the things that we're going to be doing and are in the process of doing is organizing five small group prayer fellowships on campus. One of those will be praying for the needs of missionaries and the mission work in Africa. Another one in the Far East and Pacific Oceania. Another one will be for Latin America. Another one will be for Eurasia. And another one will be for home missions. And each student will be asking you in a couple of weeks to indicate which one of these groups you want to join and commit yourself to in a prayer ministry. Some chapel services will be dedicated, some missions chapel services will be dedicated to these small groups. And on those occasions, we'll be meeting not in the chapel, but in small group classrooms around the building. Missionaries will be coming to each of those small groups and will be sharing for about 15 minutes of the time about needs from their work and informing you about their ministry and how you can pray intelligently for missionary needs in their part of the world. The other 25 minutes of the hour will then be spent in just honest intercessory prayer on behalf of those needs. So this will serve both an informational and a prayer need. We are arranging students who will be leading each of those. For the Africa prayer group, John Stewart and Paul York will be leading. For the Far East group, Sandy Dorsing and Daniel Louie will be leading. For the Latin American group, Debbie Robeson and David Trawler will be leading. For the Eurasia group, Russ Tuttle and Andreas Tim will be leading. And somewhere in my notes, I missed getting down who will be leading the home missions group, but we'll let you know about that at a later time. One of the other things we're going to be doing in this prayer area is we're going to be organizing a Northwest College unit of the Jamua Prayer Fellowship, which is in conjunction with the Center for Muslim Ministries, that will be open to all students. It will involve fasting on the Friday noon meal, Friday lunch, and devoting that time in intercessory prayer on behalf of a great Muslim bloc of the world, which today represents the largest unreached bloc of our world. We think this will become a very significant kind of ministry. We are also planning other ways that we can bring some significant prayer needs to you, both in whole group and in smaller groups as well. I've suggested to you that we're going to be bringing some special financial needs. One of the things, I don't even know for sure if the students are aware of how this happened or not, but last year, the students of Northwest College gave a financial offering that provided a free copy of the NIV Study Bible, like you were buying at the beginning of the year last year here for $1. You provided a copy of that for every faculty member and student at the South Pacific Bible College in Suva, Fiji last year. Those are the types of projects that we want to be bringing to you again this year, and we'll be bringing those from time to time as we move along. We're planning some activities that will involve going to the fields and opportunities for you to become actually involved. Over the Thanksgiving recess, we're planning the traditional Operation Turkey again. Johan is coordinating that ministry, and we'll be bringing to you specific details about it very soon. There are opportunities through the MAPS program for summer internships and summer involvements. And Brother Evan Paul from the MAPS office at headquarters will be here for a chapel service on Friday, November 21. If you are interested in spending a part of this next summer overseas in ministry, plan to have an interview with Evan Paul at that time. Prior to that, you can either see me or Brother Stewart indicate to us your intentions to talk with him at that time, and we'll see to it that you get scheduled into the schedule time as an opportunity for that. Missions internships provide an opportunity for some students to become involved in missions activities. And of course, at the beginning of the second semester, we will have our great missions convention. Brother Bernard Johnson, a missionary evangelist from Brazil, who has led great crusades, and numbers of people have come to Christ under his ministry, will be with us for those exciting days, and we'll have much more to tell you about that missions convention in the very near future. Now, I know that's a quick thumbnail sketch of some of the things that we're planning for you and wanting you to become involved in. This program is not our program. We are not asking you to join our program. We are providing leadership for you and your programs, and this is your ministry. And it will not succeed or fail based on our performance. It will succeed or fail based on your involvement. Please get involved and make missions front and center as this year we come to a vision of the harvest by being Spirit-led.
One of the areas of involvement as far as missions is concerned is with our giving. And this morning we want to receive an offering. And these offerings, we want you to know, is going to be used. 70% of every offering received at the missions chapels will be used for the various projects designated and used to do things like buy the Bibles. And we, if you remember, we bought fans for one of the Bible schools in Fiji last year. The other 30% would be used for administrative costs plus for the ministry groups to buy tracts and to pay for the vans as we go to spread the gospel, even in our own America here. Right now we want to receive the offering, but before we do that, I want to read two verses of Scripture found in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, reading verses 6 and 7. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under pressure, for God loves a cheerful giver. Let's all stand, ask God's blessing on the offering before we receive it. Father, we thank you for the privilege of being able to give of what you have blessed us with, that we might take some little part in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ here at home and in the other countries of the world. Lord, there are many of us here who have to sacrifice to give, and we pray that you would meet the needs of this student body even as we would give, as we have purposed in our hearts this morning, and give cheerfully. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Appreciate that good number. Let me remind us again that prayer strikes the winning blow, then service gathers up the results. The order is important. It's prayer first, and then reaching out in the name of the Lord. We're going to close our chapel today by just praying for a number of needs, some which I have taken from our September issue of our call to prayer or prayer needs from our DFM, and a couple that we have come up with ourselves. We're normally used to sitting in our classrooms, and so I think we will just all stand, and I'm going to ask different ones to lead out in prayer this morning. I will first of all mention the need, and then we'll be calling on certain ones to lead out. The first item of attention is the Philippines. There are 10 congregations forming churches as a result of a Good News Crusade in Manila and revival they want to continue amongst them, and that many souls will be saved through the follow-up program. So a recent Good News Crusade in Manila has been the result of 10 new churches, and we thank God for that. We're going to ask Professor Tay if he would take this particular need to the Lord in prayer at this time. Amen. And then our missionary field chairman from South Africa brings us the following need. From around the age of 11 on, children are exposed to the most horrifying violence. During nights, children are frequently forced to take part in petrol bombings of homes. If the children refuse, their homes are set ablaze. It's a children's revolution, according to our missionary field chairman in South Africa. So here is a special need that we ask God to undertake for. And the Secretary Treasurer of the senior class, Karen Kaiser, we ask that she would take this particular need to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We're aware of some of these tragedies around the world and some of these countries that are especially feeling the pressure of violence and civil war. We need to just continue to hold up in prayer. Our next item of need is from the country of Turkey, and the request is for believers in small fellowships that are throughout Turkey, that they will be able to withstand the political and the social pressures that are definitely upon them. And I'm going to ask Mick Gelsman if he would take this need to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. We pray now, Father, for these small groups of believers, that they would be led by your Spirit, O God. That they would be bolstered and strengthened by your Spirit. Father, hallelujah. We turn them away from you, O God. That they would be able to withstand the pressure that comes in their society and from their government, O God. We come against any spirit that would hamper them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Our next center of attention is one of our former graduates of Northwest College, the Jerry Cazales and his wife, Susan. They have just received missionary appointment, will be going to Brussels to work specifically in the area of ICI, and I am going to ask Gary Gillespie, if he would take this need to the Lord in prayer.
Father God, we lift up our brother Jerry to you, Father. We ask that you would provide his need and your need in his area of support, that he can go and serve you. We offer up his need to you, God, and we believe that you will help him. We pray that you would give him confidence and security and peace in you. And so we thank you for that. Amen.
Amen. Another request is for West Germany. The missionary team is asking for government approval to telecast via satellite, and that the beginning developments of gospel programs via satellite will be flawless in their outreach. And we're going to ask Dave Strepka, our president of the junior class, if he would take this need to the Lord in prayer. I guess Dave somehow didn't make it this morning. I will just ask the Lord for this particular need. Father, we just give you praise in Jesus' name as we reach out in our day through every type of media in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we think of the need in West Germany there, our missionary team having contacted the government for gospel outreach via satellite over TV. And we just pray, Lord, that every channel would flow quickly as far as giving approval. And we just ask that the broadcast would be flawless in nature. And we pray that it would make a tremendous impact upon this country in the Europe area, West Germany. Father, we just thank you for miracles of intervention here in Jesus' name. Amen. And then we mention a need from the African area, the country of Tanzania. We ask for special prayer for Emmanuel Lazaro, or the general superintendent there, an East African country. They are having a serious problem as far as a small group within the church led by one of the key evangelists trying to cause a real division in the Tanzania Assemblies of God. And so we're going to ask Christine Breaker, the secretary treasurer of our sophomore class, if she wouldn't take this need to the Lord in prayer this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. I trust that as we continue to have emphasis on missions, not only on Fridays, but as through the week, and even in our outreaches on the weekend, in our local churches, as God speaks to our hearts about a world that's in need, that we would really recognize the vital ministry of prayer. We talk about it, we know how important it is, but if I could just say something as an observation, as a missionary who has visited perhaps 100-plus churches in the last 9 months, we need to have a greater ministry of prayer. I'm encouraged by the fact that it seems to be developing. But as I have moved from church to church, I have noticed that we still need a miracle of God's grace in this area. Let me just give a detail as to what I mean. Only a handful of churches that I've been in have had a real prayer group before service starts. To me, that says something. And I trust that we might take on a real spirit of prayer. A lot of different ways of saying it. But if I could just say it again as I said it at the beginning, it's not original with me. I saw it some months back. But prayer strikes the winning blow. Then service gathers up the results. We can't explain the mystery why intervention through prayer brings the power of God. But somehow God intervenes. There's an intervention that comes a divine intervention as we pray and get on our knees and just lift our hearts up to the Lord. So I trust that through this semester and the coming months, we'll take on a real spirit of prayer. As we share needs, as you hear about different situations, even these that we prayed for specifically this morning, I trust that God will just remind us through the day and through the coming weeks to continue to pray. We have a needy world, but we have a great God. Amen. And as we pray, God is able to move. God bless you. Have a good afternoon and a good weekend.